USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Build Back Better likely to be scaled back. President Biden saying yesterday the $3.5 trillion bill will probably be cut in order to pass the Senate. No exact figure given. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders among those who probably won't be happy with the smaller bill.
We came down from $6 to $3.5 trillion. Okay, that is a huge, huge compromise. So I think, at the very least, in my view, we have got to be at $3.5 trillion.
Sanders on CNN this week. Sanders, meanwhile, drawing criticism from West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Sanders is writing an op-ed in support of the plan in the West Virginia newspaper. In response, Manchin says he will not vote for a reckless expansion of government programs, and no op-ed from a self-declared independent socialist is going to change that. A deadly police shooting in Houston. Three Harris County constable deputies shot, one killed early this morning. Houston police say the officers were responding to a possible robbery at a bar, and when they tried to arrest or detain a suspect, they were ambushed. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Former President Bill Clinton remaining in a California hospital overnight. The 75-year-old undergoing IV treatments for a urological infection. The spokeswoman says all health indicators are trending in the right direction. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson laying flowers at a church today where a lawmaker was killed in an apparent terrorist attack. David Amos stabbed to death yesterday while meeting with constituents about 40 miles east of London. The suspect, a 25-year-old man with possible ties to Islamic extremism. COVID disrupting NFL Sunday for one team. The Arizona Cardinals will be without their head coach, an assistant coach, and a player for their game against Cleveland, all three coming down with COVID. Meanwhile, Brown University Dr. Ashish Jha on the PBS NewsHour yesterday looking at where we are in the COVID fight.
I believe the worst of the pandemic is behind us at this point. That doesn't mean we're out of the woods. We have some tough days. And the key point is pandemics are always, they're always changing and they always pose new challenges. And we just have to be flexible as we get through the next 3 to 6 months.
He adds booster shots are an important part of preventing breakthrough infections and keeping people safe. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House spokeswoman issues an apology after a possible ethics violation. Wendy King has the details.
An ethics watchdog organization filed a complaint against White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, accusing her of violating the Hatch Act. In its filing with the Office of Special Counsel, the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics said Psaki violated the act by endorsing the campaign of Terry McAuliffe, who's seeking to regain his seat as the governor of Virginia. The Hatch Act prevents federal government employees from using their office to campaign on others' behalf. The alleged violation happened during Thursday's press briefing when a reporter asked Psaki about the Virginia elections. She initially said she couldn't make an endorsement for McAuliffe. Then she said, "We're going to do everything we can to help former Governor McAuliffe, and we believe in the agenda he's representing." Psaki, appearing on CNN's The Lead, said she and President Biden take ethics seriously. She said, "As I understand it, if I had said he instead of we, that wouldn't have been an issue at all, and I will be more careful with my words next time." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Major League Baseball playoffs resume today. American League Championship Series Game 2, Boston at Houston. Houston taking Game 1 last night, 5-4. First pitch today at 4:20 Eastern. The National League Championship Series Game 1 today. The LA Dodgers at Atlanta. First pitch 8:08 Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.